death and suffering? Why do they exist?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the eye-opening book, How Could a Loving God?
Perhaps the most asked question we receive, and it comes from both non-Christians and Christians, is this: if God is love, why is there so much death and suffering in the world? And you know, the only way to answer this question is to start with the Bible and Genesis. Let me share a story. I visit Northern Ireland from time to time, including last May, and I remember once talking to a young couple who were very angry at God. Their parents had been blown up by a bomb. So I sat down and I opened my Bible to Genesis and showed them about sin. I explained that they shouldn't be angry at God, they should be angry at sin, their sin, my sin, your sin, everyone's sin. You see, suffering and death entered the world because of the sin of the first man, Adam. And we're all in rebellion against God because we're all descendants of Adam and Eve. That's why there's death and suffering. So when we see such terrible things as bombings, we should fall on our knees before a holy God and confess our sinfulness.
Since September 11, 2001, perhaps the most asked question we receive is, if there's a God, why is there so much death and terrorism in this world? That question's answered in Ken Ham's booklet, and we'll send 10 of them out to you, suitable for witnessing, for your gift of any size today. Just go to our website, answersoffer.org, or call us toll-free, 1-888-89-ANSWERS, 888-89-ANSWERS.